There are big changes for criminal defendants in Mecklenburg County. Magistrates are issuing more criminal summons rather than arrest warrants. That means no bail required. The change is part of a nationwide movement towards overhauling the bail system, which critics say penalizes the poor. But there is concern that Mecklenburg goes too far when no bail is ordered before a defendant is released. WFAE's Steve Harrison has more.
In April, Charlotte Mecklenburg police say two people robbed a convenience store on Gibbon Road in North Charlotte. While pointing handguns at the clerk, they shouted, "Money, money, where's the money?" and then took cash, according to an affidavit from CMPD. But instead of approving an arrest warrant for one suspect, a Mecklenburg magistrate issued a criminal summons, requiring him to show up in court. Charlotte defense attorney Bill Powers, who's not involved in the case, says having fewer people post bail is a good idea, but not for armed robbery.
Generally speaking, there are some levels of offenses that may give one pause, at least take an opportunity to stop and scratch your head and wonder what's going on.
Mecklenburg's new direction on bail is driven in part by Chief Magistrate Khalif Rhodes, who's running for district court judge against Karen McCallum, a senior district attorney. Rhodes oversees 34 magistrates who make decisions on whether to issue arrest warrants or criminal summons. They also often decide the amount of someone's bail. Rhodes is supervised by Chief District Judge Reagan Miller, who makes no apologies for the change.
It's a mindset that we've had historically that if you're charged with a crime, you should be arrested and put in jail pending your trial. Well, that's really not what constitutionally we're supposed to be doing as judicial officials.
Rhodes has made bail reform a key part of his campaign. He and others say that the bail system punishes low-income people who struggle to pay a bail bondsman to get out of jail. If someone doesn't have enough money, they stay in jail or pay a percentage of their bond, usually 10%. They don't get that money back even if they're found not guilty. Critics say that leads to poor people falling further behind economically and being punished for a crime before they've been convicted. At a recent candidates forum, Rhodes said he wants to continue his efforts to have fewer defendants posting bond.
We as a county have a bail policy that has fundamental issues that directly affects poor people.
McCallum said the magistrate's office is too lenient. She says rape victims have complained to the DA's office about suspects being given summons.
I'm all in for bail reform, but violent defendants should not be getting summonses to court, and it's usually given to kids who are shoplifting or low-level misdemeanors.
In one case this summer, a Mecklenburg magistrate issued a summons to a Pineville man charged with second-degree forcible rape, a felony. The man's next court date is in November. In another case last year, Charlotte police said it had a probable cause that a Charlotte man committed felony child abuse due to a child having a fractured arm and a burn on the child's knee. The two injuries happened 2 weeks apart. A Mecklenburg magistrate issued the man a summons rather than having him arrested. The summons does not say that the man must stay away from the child. Rhodes, the chief magistrate, says he can't comment on specific cases. Miller, his supervisor, says he isn't aware of any cases that weren't handled appropriately. He also says people are showing up for their court dates.
I can't say that I've seen anywhere there. It should have been tougher. Each magistrate or any other judicial official is supposed to use their discretion. They're supposed to look at the information that's in front of them, the circumstances that are in front of them, and decide what's appropriate to do.
Miller used a theoretical example of Christine Blasey Ford's allegation of sexual assault against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. What if Ford had pressed charges against Kavanaugh 3 decades later?
The question would be whether or not Judge Kavanaugh needed to be arrested or whether a criminal summons could be issued to require him to come to court to face those charges.
But whether an arrest should be made in a 3-decade-old case is not an issue in Mecklenburg County. Retired Superior Court Judge Richard Boner says that not arresting someone for armed robbery is, quote, ridiculous.
The purpose of release conditions is twofold. One is to ensure that the person who's charged will show up for his court appearances or her court appearances. And the second function is to protect the public while the arrestee's case is pending. And certainly a summons for crime, violent crime like armed robbery, doesn't come anywhere close to meeting the second objective of protecting the public.
CMPD and the district attorney's office are being quiet on the topic. Mecklenburg DA Spencer Merriweather issued a statement that said prosecutors expect their criminal justice partners to be, quote, especially thoughtful when evaluating those suspected of committing violent crimes. CMPD Chief Kerr Putney declined to comment. Next year, California will become the first state to prohibit bail. It plans to use a formula to determine who should remain in jail and who should be released. The North Carolina General Assembly passed legislation last year that says summons should be issued instead of arrest warrants, except when a suspect is considered a threat to the community or a flight risk. That constitutes a risk to the community. That's up for judicial interpretation. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.